This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The chief of the IMF says the Ukraine war and the rampant inflation is threatening the global economy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
IMF Managing Director Krishnalina Georgieva warns Russia's war against Ukraine is weakening the economic prospects for most of the world's countries and is calling high inflation a clear and present danger to the global economy. Georgieva adds the consequences of Russia's invasion is contributing to economic downgrades for 143 countries, although most of them will continue to grow, she says. The war has disrupted global trade in energy and grain and is threatening to cause food shortages in Africa and the Middle East. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden on Thursday defended his handling of the U.S. economy amid a 40-year high spike in inflation that he blamed in part on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University in Greensboro, Biden promoted his efforts to strengthen U.S. supply chains, accelerate American production of semiconductors, and ease dependence on foreign makers. Biden called on Congress to give final approval to the Bipartisan Innovation Act to boost spending for emerging technologies and American manufacturing and to compete with China. And one day that saw Russia suffer a stinging symbolic defeat with the loss of its Black Sea Fleet flagship, Ukraine's president has hailed his people for their resolve since Russia invaded and for making the most important decision of their life to fight. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of the UN World Food Program said people are being starved to death in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol, and he predicted the country's humanitarian crisis is likely to worsen as Russia intensifies its assault in the coming weeks. The WFP executive director, David Beasley, also warned in an interview Thursday with the Associated Press in Kyiv that Russia's invasion of grain-exporting Ukraine risks destabilizing nations far from its shores and could trigger waves of migrants seeking better lives elsewhere. The WFP is trying to put food supplies now in areas that could be caught up in the fighting, but Beasley acknowledged that there are a lot of complexities as the situation rapidly evolves. A lack of access is part of the problem, he said, but so is a shortage of manpower and fuel, and resources are diverted to the war effort. Well, the death toll from the landslides and flooding in the Philippines triggered by Tropical Storm Meggy, rose to 148 on Thursday as more bodies were found in mud cake villages. Scores of people are still missing, feared dead after the strongest storm to hit the archipelago nation this year dumped heavy rain over several days, forcing tens of thousands into evacuation centers. The man accused in the Brooklyn subway shooting in New York is being held without bond today. Get more on the story for Ed Donahue.
Frank James was brought into court in handcuffs. In court papers, prosecutors described him as a calculating shooter who wore a disguise and fired in cold blood at terrified passengers who had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. James's attorney, Mia Eisner-Greinberg, says what happened was a tragedy, and it's a blessing it wasn't worse.
We are all still learning about what happened on that train, and we caution against a rush to judgment.
Greinberg says in cases like this, initial reports are inaccurate.
Mr. James saw his photograph on the news. He called Crime Stoppers to help. He told them where he was.
Prosecutors suggest James had the means to carry out more attacks. I'm Ed Donahue.
Lawyers for Hong Kong billionaire, media mogul, and pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai asking the United Nations to investigate criminal charges pending against him, arguing that the allegations are nothing but legal harassment and amount to the weaponization of the law. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.